Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster, a journalist in the Manx Radio newsroom, and thank you for choosing this edition of the Manx Radio newscast. Inflation rates on the Isle of Man fell to 3.2% for March, down 0.3% on February. The Treasury Minister says prices are now rising at their slowest annual rate since August 2021, and this time last year, annual inflation stood at 9.2%. Well, Dr. Alex Owenson was in the studio this morning, so I asked him if there was light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, we've been looking, obviously, very much at the local economy. Some of the factors that affect our inflation are the same that affect the inflation across. But what we've seen is a remarkably resilient economy. The issues, really, in inflation at the moment are, a lot of them are to do with things like hospitality, alcohol, food. Those are still a bit of an issue. But we have seen food prices start to actually reduce, so that rate of inflation is coming down, and certainly all the indicators are that it will continue to come down this year. I think that takes some of the heat out of the stresses that are being faced by various people. What we're talking about here, obviously, is inflation, is the rise in prices rather than deflation, but I think we're in a much better position now than we are last year. The main thing that I think a lot of people are waiting to see from a Bank of England point of view is a reduction in interest rates. And again, that's down to them because they are independent, but that obviously has a big knock-on effect for our economy in terms of borrowing and people's mortgages.
Yeah, is that interest rate, like you say, how likely do you think that target of 2% will be reached?
It's been very difficult over the last 2 years to predict accurately because of the amount of global instability that we've seen. I think we're heading for an inflation rate of about 2% by the summer. I think there will be increasing pressure on the Bank of England to reduce interest rates. I think people already are seeing the benefit of that stability and being able to predict, you know, spending and things like that in the future. And certainly going around things like the supermarkets and shops at the moment, you can see prices coming down a bit. You can see some of the offers coming back as well. So it makes people who need to balance a budget a lot more secure, I think, going forward into this year. But we are still in a difficult situation in terms of the overall economy. What we need to do for the Isle of Man is make sure that we stick with the economic plan, we invest in our island, invest in jobs and people's livelihoods.
Outside of the supermarkets, you mentioned food and alcohol still quite high. So for hospitality businesses, which we've heard recently crying out for, well, just saying how much they're struggling in this current economic climate, is there a light at the end of the tunnel at all for them yet?
I think there is. I mean, the hospitality sector obviously has borne the brunt in terms of some of the sudden increases in food prices, energy prices, and the knock-on effects that then has on wages as well. And we've seen wage inflation quite rightly trying to catch up with overall inflation and then have that sort of locked-in effect with the price of hospitality. But what we're also now seeing is a reduction in food prices. We're seeing energy costs re-stabilising and coming down in terms of electricity and gas. So I think they're in a better position. What we in government need to do is actually grow the visitor economy to get people out, to have that business and consumer confidence that people go out and use these fantastic local companies and facilities that we have on the island so that they can actually pay their way and also invest in the future.
And for the cost of living then, optimistic are you that it will improve this year?
Yes, I think we are over the worst of what happened post-COVID with sudden inflation and also the effects of a war in Europe. I think most of the markets now have stabilised. I think there are some very good economic figures coming out, both from the US, the UK and the Isle of Man. And I think we're in a good position now to actually capitalise on the economic strategy in the Island Plan to make sure that people have the confidence to invest in new businesses. And we are seeing new businesses, new restaurants opening up and being very successful.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.